Zappos transforms culture through passion, purpose, and profit alignment. The idea of a for-profit company prioritizing people over profits might sound strange, but Zappos, an online shoe seller, is changing the game by making service the heart of its business. They're shaking up how brands operate by focusing on making everyone happy, customers, employees, shareholders, and the wider Zappos community. Zappos wants to revolutionize business culture by making service the foundation of all their dealings. Zappos CEO Tony Hsieh changed the company with the WOW culture, which focuses on more than just profits. It emphasizes purpose and passion throughout the organization. Even though Amazon owns Zappos, the company operates independently. It preserves this special culture by keeping a clear distinction between Amazon's customer service and Zappos. Zappos encourages employees to take on leadership roles and organize themselves. It supports them in doing work they are passionate about and skilled in, even if it's different from their original job. Zappos understands that when employees are driven by purpose and passion, they contribute more value to the company, exceed expectations to WOW employees for reciprocal appreciation. In his book, Delivering Happiness, Hsieh outlines Zappos' 10 core values. These include: deliver WOW through service, embrace and drive change, and create fun and a little weirdness. When joining Zappos, employees pledge to live by these values, nurturing the company's culture as a shared duty. Zappos values teamwork over working in isolation. Employees collaborate, and the company regards its staff as its guiding light. They actively seek individuals who resonate with the company culture and want to make a positive impact. Zappos prioritizes its employees' well-being, with nearly 90% of benefits and wellness programs stemming from staff feedback. For instance, Zappos supports employees participating in charity runs by covering entry fees. They provide outdoor community gardening plots and fitness classes during work hours. At their Las Vegas headquarters, nap rooms, scattered toys, and a relaxation bar contribute to a positive work environment. Zappos recognizes the importance of demonstrating appreciation for its employees and understands the connection between employee happiness and a thriving business. Belief in employees and customers nurtures a culture of trust. Zappos succeeds because it trusts its employees to make their own decisions. While there are rules to follow, Zappos believes in giving its workers the freedom to handle problems on their own without always asking for permission. For example, if a customer has a complaint, employees can offer discounts or free items without needing approval first. There are no set scripts for sales. Instead, Zappos encourages employees to respond with empathy and trust their instincts on what's right. By trusting its workers, Zappos allows them to be themselves, uncovering hidden talents and giving them chances to grow and shine. Zappos believes in trust. They assume customers have good intentions, even when returning items. They think most people aren't out to harm others. By treating customers with empathy and trust, Zappos gets lots of positive reviews. And when mistakes happen, they go all out to WOW these customers with top-notch service. Employees love working at Zappos because they feel the company genuinely puts people first. This focus on service keeps employees around longer. Zappos connects with the local community through fun, passion-based initiatives. Zappos blossomed from a small Bay Area company in the early 2000s, eventually expanding to a few hundred employees by 2006, spread across different buildings in Henderson, Nevada. Fast forward to 2012, and the company embarked on an ambitious journey to relocate its operations to the old City Hall building in downtown Las Vegas. To manage this change effectively, Zappos put its values into action by launching a magazine called Downtown Zappos Employee Newsletter, later renamed DTZen. This publication aimed to address employee concerns and facilitate a smoother transition by distributing 50,000 copies throughout the valley, connecting employees with their new community and aiding them in navigating the relocation. Zappos, based in downtown Las Vegas, has a cool vibe where people help each other out and share ideas. They're big on supporting the local community and like to keep things positive, but they're not strict about it. They throw fun events like skateboarding in downtown Las Vegas. At these events, employees can show off their personality and suggest ideas. For example, one employee named Jovan Bergeron thought the first skateboarding event wasn't that great. So, he suggested they invite pro skateboarders to skate down the stairs at City Hall instead of building a lame ramp, and guess what? Zappos listened, and it paid off. 4,000 people showed up to the event. To succeed, companies must innovate and break conventions. Zappos doesn't waste time peeking over its shoulder at competitors, says Jeff Esperson, Zappos' head of merchandising. Instead, it focuses on its own solutions to challenges and growth. Zappos knows it's not like any other company, and that's its strength. Unlike most businesses, Zappos opens its doors to others in the business world who want to learn from its innovative approach. Krista Foley, Zappos' head of talent acquisition, head of external culture training, and head of brand vision, sees Zappos as a place for education. They believe in sharing knowledge openly, not hoarding it out of fear of competition. Shea backs Zappos' unusual culture and dedication to driving change with an unconventional approach as CEO. He says Zappos could follow the lead of most S&P 500 companies and ride on its success by focusing on efficiency and cutbacks. But he warns that this path would lead to its downfall eventually. Most S&P companies last about 15 years before fading away. To survive, Zappos had to embrace change and step out of its comfort zone. To do this, Zappos swapped out old-fashioned top-down management structures with one that focuses on helping employees grow, the business grows along with them, without too much interference. Shea compares himself to an architect of a greenhouse and the employees to plants, ensuring there's a structure where all plants can thrive. CEOs and managers, he emphasizes, should stop micromanaging to allow creativity, inspiration, and progress to naturally flourish. Market-based dynamics, MBD, empowers teams to adopt their entrepreneurial spirit. At Zappos, employees have the power to shape their own roles. They can create jobs that better suit their talents and the company's needs. Take Miguel Hernandez, for example. He noticed that his skills were better suited for creative work like designing flyers and painting signs, rather than his assigned role in customer loyalty. So, he proposed a new position for himself called Art Curator and Creative. Zappos supported his idea and encouraged him to make the change. Their goal is to help employees find what they love doing most and use those talents to benefit the team. Zappos encourages its employees to be innovative by creating a mini-economy within the company using MBD and self-organization. Instead of losing valuable talent to outside ventures, like freelance work or starting their own businesses, Zappos supports employees like Hernandez in bringing their entrepreneurial ideas to the workplace. They introduced customer-generated budgeting, CGB, allowing teams to pitch ideas for innovations funded by customers internally. This approach fosters a culture of experimentation and accountability, where teams are responsible for their own profit and loss statements. To self-organize, allow freedom for mistakes and experimentation, Zappos aims to support employees like Hernandez in taking on entrepreneurial roles and creating new businesses by simplifying the budgeting process. They're developing a comprehensive financial system called the CFO tool, which Chris Mattis from Finance explains. The goal is to ditch the yearly budgeting hassle and make managing a mini business more like balancing a checkbook monthly with the CFO tool. Once it's ready, team members can make decisions without always needing finance or senior leaders' approval, making Zappos even more self-organized. Part of self-organization means being okay with failure and giving people the freedom to mess up. Zappos gets that even if employees' ideas flop 80% of the time, the 20% who succeed will make up for it. Tia Zuniga, Zappos' experimental marketing and brand strategy leader, puts it as flipping the traditional managerial pyramid on its head, letting your people take the wheel. Zappos Adaptive demonstrates the power of employee autonomy. Zappos Adaptive, led by Saul Day from Enterprise Systems, is a game changer. Saul noticed that customers on the autism spectrum needed shoes with special features. So, Zappos Adaptive stepped in, offering a hand-picked range of shoes tailored for those with disabilities. They even teamed up with big names like Nike, who let them sell their hassle-free FlyEase shoes. Another collaboration with Billy Footwear brought in shoes with a smart zipper design for easy wear. Thanks to Zappos employees' initiative, now everyone can step into comfortable footwear hassle-free. Zappos Adaptive embodies Zappos' dedication to putting service first by making it simpler for customers with disabilities to find the right footwear. It shows what enthusiastic employees can achieve when they believe in an idea and can pursue it without constant oversight. By shaking up the usual way of doing things, Zappos has made its company stronger, giving its team members the power to bring about change and come up with new ideas. Zappos sees passion as the fuel that moves the company forward because it takes a comprehensive approach, understanding that when team members are happy and motivated. Key points. 1. Zappos prioritizes people over profits, emphasizing a wow culture focused on service. 2. Employee autonomy is key at Zappos, where trust and freedom lead to innovation and growth. 3. The company values teamwork and community, builds a positive work environment with unique benefits. 4. Zappos encourages employees to self-organize, allowing for experimentation and entrepreneurial spirit. 5. Zappos Adaptive exemplifies the company's commitment to service, providing specialized footwear for customers with disabilities. 6. Zappos' CEO, Tony Hsieh, promotes a culture of change and trust, allowing employees to thrive. 7. By prioritizing employee happiness and well-being, Zappos creates a strong, innovative company culture.